Life Audio.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in heaven. No matter what is going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we will pray through today's prayer on feeling lost together.
Hi, I'm Rebecca Scott. As a servant of God, wife, and mother of four, I understand the juggle of multiple roles and stages. That's why I created the Encourager podcast, to help guide us through the messy middle stage of life. Join me on the Encourager as we challenge the chaos and embrace harmony. Together, we'll create practical systems to balance your roles and fulfill priorities. And we will do it while having joy and energy for both home and work life. Tune in for inspiring stories and interviews, actionable tips, and methods to do both home and work life. Because here, we believe you can do all things, just not all at once.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
A prayer for when you feel lost. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. Jeremiah 29:13. We have a million and one things vying for our attention in our technology-saturated world. We have ads telling us what to buy, how to dress, and what to do. When we need direction, the internet and social media world creates confusion and convolutes our thoughts. I was stuck in a stuck spot not long ago, searching for a job and coming up empty. I have a very particular niche in writing, and it was challenging to find something that suited me. I would spend my days searching endlessly online or clicking on Instagram ads promising to help me make money doing any and all things. I would get pulled in only to quickly realize that it was different from what I thought. I was feeling confused and overwhelmed. I wasn't truly seeking God for direction, leaving me feeling lost. I was allowing the world to drown out the voice of the Lord, which is the ultimate way to get the precise direction I desperately needed. I decided to do a social media and job searching fast for 3 weeks. After only a few days, I began to regain some clarity. I was filling my time with Jesus, filling my mind with His truths. I was focused on His presence rather than what I wanted from Him. I surrendered all that I was seeking, knowing that He had the best plan for me. I was willing to take whatever it was, even if it was not having a job. As clarity set in, I got offered an internship with a publisher, which was precisely what I needed. I don't get paid, but it will give me the experience I will need to eventually get the job I want. God knows best. He understands all the intricate details of our life and what we need. It will likely not be something we sought, but that makes it all the more beautiful. He wants to give us things that exceed our expectations. In Ephesians 3:20, we read, "Now to Him who can do far more abundantly than all we ask or think, according to the power at work within us." When we feel lost, God is our true north. He is the one who can lead us where He wants us. It is so easy to get caught up in listening to the world, so sometimes it is best to shut it out to create a quiet space for God to work. God wants our whole hearts. He wants our full attention. When we only halfway follow Him and rely on the world to give us direction and guidance, we will always fall short of what He has for us. Before you start your day, surrender your to-do list. Ask the Lord to guide you each hour and give you wisdom on what to focus on. For big decisions, consider fasting. You can fast food, media, technology, or sugar. Giving up something to gain more of God is always worth it. It provides clarity and helps you regain a deeper connection to your Creator. Make spending time with Jesus your goal, not the outcome you want. When you have a closeness with Jesus, things will fall into place. Let's pray. Lord, I feel lost. I don't know which way to turn, and I don't know where to go. I get caught up in the loud voices of the world, and I can't hear you. I feel confused and discouraged. I wake up every day without direction. I need your presence. I need your voice. I need your wisdom. I don't want what the world has for me. I know you want what's best for me, and that is what I want. Even if it doesn't align with my ideas or dreams about my life, instill in me the desires of my heart. I want them to align with your plans for my life. I want to take delight in you so my heart is filled with your desires for my life. Psalm 37:4. Forgive me, Lord, for clamoring after the wisdom of the world. Cleanse my heart and realign my soul with you. I want to seek you only, and I am excited about what you will bring about. Thank you, Lord, for your provision, love, and direction. In your precious name I pray. Amen.
Your Daily Prayer is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Doug Grotheis, host of Truth Tribe, where we seek the truth through reason and evidence about what matters most. And we are not tribal, since truth is for everyone. Please join me at the Truth Tribe as I discuss the reasons for Christian faith, the Christian worldview, and moral issues such as abortion and gender ideology. To listen now, go to lifeaudio.com or search Truth Tribe on your favorite podcast app.